gets an inside attacking 50. It'll bounce through for a goal. What a super effort from Brody Smith.
Picked up there by Brody Smith. Brody Smith goes for home and kicks a beautiful goal from beyond 50.
Smith on the charge, on the tear, and on the runway with a bomb. Wonderful kick from outside 50 from Brody Smith.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Brody Smith.
Yeah, ahead of his 250th on the weekend. Nice. Welcome to the Rush Hour, bro.
Hey, Ben. Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. Good, mate. How are you feeling?
Good. It's been a pretty exciting build-up the last couple of days. A couple of videos from some mates and some of the boys at the club, including Tex, surprisingly, said some nice words. So it's
Tex,
a good build-up.
Tex said some nice words. Yeah. Well, I'll be...
he didn't fail to mention that kick on the weekend, which I'm sure your boys will ask. Yeah, he said some nice stuff.
Well, now you've mentioned it, I won't ask you.
I want to know that supporter that got knocked out by that kick.
Put his teeth back in.
That's a 21 day. They can't come to a game for 21 days. I'm serious. It was a young man knocked out.
Copped the inside out barrel to the jaw.
What the hell happened there, bro? You're one of the best kicks in the competition. That was a shiteful kick.
I honestly do not know. I can't tell you what happened. Yeah, it was a shocker.
The look on your face was interesting.
You're embarrassing. You hit both hands on
you
the ground.
You tried to dig a hole.
Hey, that's enough about that kick.
I wanted to walk down the race and just leave.
Straight the car in the gear. Footy boots. How did you review that game? Because you won inside 50s quite easily. Clearance, contested footy. Normally when you win them, you win the game. Was it just the entries or was it pressure? What was the main message?
You nailed it. Burns should be a coach. Numbers, all the numbers were good, except for the way we sort of entered the footy. So, Geelong liked to get numbers back, and Tom Stewart's one of the best at the game at it, and they made us pay because we just kept bombing it into our forwards, and they kept intercepting. So, we think it's pretty easy to fix, just with a bit of our ball movement and finding better options around the 50 rather than just bombing it into numbers. So, as you said, contested ball is good. Inside 50 is good. We just need to execute a bit better.
How's the mood down there, Broads? Norton 2, a lot of expectation this season. Is everyone still up and about?
Yeah, we are. No doubt we were pretty sour on the weekend, but we've had a good review, as I said. We know that it's a quick turnaround. We actually started last year pretty similar, so we know we can bounce back pretty quick. And we were the number one offense last year, so we're sure we can get that back on track.
Bro, the outside footy world are piling on not only just your football team and your teammates, but your senior coach is under siege at the moment. And you're right, you can review as much as you want, but the boys have got to get to work and get four quarters of consistency or compete every second of the game. And that's not the happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously on us to go out there and compete from the very start. And that's two first quarters in a row that have been really poor and cost us the game going forward. So... yeah, we know we need to be better as a team, and we've got a really good group of coaches around us that, as I said, they've made the review very clear on what needs to be fixed. So, it's on us now to go over there, start this week, have a good win, and get the season rolling.
Hey, Fremantle Friday night. Tough one. That almost becomes a must win now, and it's a place where it's tough to win, and Fremantle were not bad on the weekend, but... you're gonna have to take your whole family over now, mate. You want to have your milestones at home. How many coming over?
Yeah.
And how many's bloody Gordon asked for? Because he'll probably ring me and ask me for some.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't. To be honest, he'll probably get Timmy and everyone over. But I got about 20 odd through 20? My mates and whatnot. Well, that number has now got to 40 with Gordo working behind my back.
Yeah, so, Gordo.
It's Gordo. It's not me. I don't have that many mates. Gordo's bringing everyone.
Jeez, flights to Perth aren't cheap at the moment either.
Right up there.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to put some beers on for them. We've got a 6-day break, so next weekend I'll be putting some beers on for the boys that fly over.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate over there, or do you do something when you get back?
Well, you've probably met a few of my mates, Burn, and by the time the game finishes, I'll be staying pretty far away from those boys. As I said, we're on a 6-day break, so... they'll be charging. I'll let them go and play, and then I'll look after them next week. We got a nice break next weekend.
And Brode, what's got to improve? Your back line's the young and inexperienced besides yourself and Millerer, and then you've got a midfield that's been slammed because it's just one-dimensional, and then you've got a forward line that relies on Tex and Rankin. And then you've got David King coming out saying this is a vanilla football side to watch. How do you take that as a senior player that's been around the system for 14 years?
Well, to be honest, I think vanilla is a good way to describe us last week. So I think, as I said, the midfield numbers are good, but it's just our ball use going forward at the moment that we know we need to fix. So I think the young backs you spoke of, we've been holding up, well, not I'm the old guy, but the young guys have been holding up really well and competing really hard, but we're not moving the ball well enough to look after the forward. So we can't just bomb it down there and hope that Tex competes and Ranks gets to his feet and kicks a goal from the boundary. We need to start honouring Fogg on the lead, you know, hitting Rochelle on his lead-ups. Murph works really hard up and down. How can we start using him a bit more so we can give ourselves better looks at goal?
Has it ever been spoken about, there's a lot of calls for Rory Laird to go to half-back so we can inject a bit of speed through there permanently, also having Crouch in there at the same time's been questioned. Do you speak about that, or is it something that's mentioned?
Not really. You'd have to drag Lady kicking and screaming back to the back line. But we have got, you know, Ranks did it a lot in the preseason. We'll probably see a bit more of him going through the midfield. Shelley, Pedler, Shawnee's not far away. Like, big guys really give us a lot of drive through there when they come through that mix. So we need the big boys. You know, Matty gets a lot of work done inside. Lady's really good inside as well, but we will look to have, you know, a bit more of a mix going through there that, you know, Maddie and Lady can flick the ball to a Ranks or Rochelle and they can drive out of there and use their elite skills.
Chatting with Crow star Brodie Smith from the Adelaide Crows, playing his 250th game on Friday night against Fremantle in Perth. He's taking 400 people plus his dad. Bro, you've been in the system for 14 years. What's been the biggest change you've seen in AFL football?
Oh, the biggest change, probably the way everyone presses the ground now. There's not the time and space when I got into the game that we used to have. That, you know, a lot of I guess uncontested footy, and you could switch the footy and then have five bounces down the wing pretty easily. Those days are gone now. It's all contested and getting 18 players in one half of the ground and playing field position. So I think that's been the biggest change in terms of game style.
What about goals for you going forward, Brody? How's the body? Do you feel like you've got another 2, 3, 4 years left? Like, is there it's an end date, but are you still feeling
you're
good about
to retire,
your game?
No, I'm not. You're trying to finish him up because he had a stinker.
It was one bad kick.
Honestly, you're so harsh.
I just want an honest answer of where he's at.
No, I'm good, Vern. The body's good. The mind's good. Obviously, I would have liked to have started the year a lot better than what I have. I'm under no illusions that I can't play the way I played last week going forward. So, everything's good. I'll hang around and try to play the best footy for as long as I can. So, there's no plans to step out of the side anytime soon, but I know I've got to play better footy.
That was Bluey that asked that too, by the way. Just clearing
that.
I
don't sound like you, do I?
I'm out
in the Dust Bowl car park at Westlake.
That seems to be going well, the new venue.
Don't breathe that in.
I'll be 90 when that's built.
I thought you already were. What about a highlight? Jars asked you about your career and how it's changed. 2014 All-Australian, 3 times in the top 5 in the BNF. Debut, it was in 2011. What's your favourite moment?
Debut is obviously a standout. Yourself getting dropped in the pre-season for dacking yourself at a bar. I think 2015, with all obviously the tragedy of Phil Walsh, a couple of wins after that. So his showdown win and then winning that game at the G, the elimination final, are probably two wins that stand out. And obviously from a club perspective, getting to the granny, but was a pretty dark time for myself sitting on the sidelines. But they're some of the highlights. Yeah, definitely. The team, seeing the team get to a granny and playing in a couple of big wins.
Well, mate, all the best. We're very proud of you. It's been a great journey. You've got plenty of footy left in front of you. So very important 4 points against Freo on Friday night.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Brody Smith there. Wonderful, wonderful career so far. Still got plenty of good footy left in him.
Important too. Oh, it's very important.
Through this last year. What, they won 1-4?
Yeah, not a great start.
But after round 5, they got going.
They got them, yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be...
This is a big game. Because they've got they've got Melbourne, Gather Round, and then Carlton in Melbourne the next 2 weeks. Yeah. So this is basically a must win.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're looking down the barrel of
Well, no, zip no finals. Four or zip and five, and then you don't make the finals. So big game Friday night.
And don't upset him. Geez, you upset him.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I didn't mention his kick. That was your first question.
That was his first three questions.
Brody Smith from the Adelaide Crows.